The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Looks like it's break time.
Well, gang, we're in the pickle.
Seems we are.
Are you going to do anything in particular? Any of you?
Who wants to be the brave bastard to throw us into the lion's den?
I'll do it.
Alright, so...
Are we all grabbing our Pokeballs?
I'm not even just grabbing our Pokeballs. I'm having Dodo and George just come on out immediately. Right, they're my most intimidating Pokemon.
Who do I have with me? Who do I have with me?
Is it not on your sheet, bro?
You send out Dodo, and Dodo is just looking at you like... Bro, come on, I'm melting here.
You're fire and ice!
Yeah.
You should be able to deal with heat!
No, cold.
Okay, well, listen, I need you to look scary, okay?
Oh god, the Pokemon Tyra's gonna send out are gonna burn up. Now that I'm thinking about it. But that's
like... this Decidueye just kinda like walks over in front of all of you and just like plucks a feather, twirls it, and as the feather twirls, it ignites and catches on fire.
Hell yeah. Don't shoot anyone's eye out this time!
The Decidueye does not look like it registers that comment.
Jesus, okay.
I'm sending out my little lad. Most horrifying Pokemon.
I'm also going to spawn... I'm also gonna, like, summon, like a Will-O-Wisp in my hand. I'm not gonna, like, use it or anything, but just to, like, show that I can do it.
George comes up next to Dodo and, does, like, the Wolverine claws. You're a little mangy thing.
They're trying to look scary.
I'm sensing I'm gone. Come on, Bon.
Bon just kinda, like, gator walks, into the line with his sunglasses on correctly. And
he's fine. The heat won't bother him.
His jaws clack anticipatorily. Sorry, Tyrus, what did you send out?
I'm gonna send out my scariest Pokemon. Legend the Paris and Captain Cuddles the Wulu.
Well, you bring down the glass type! It's gonna burn!
It'll be
the
fine.
Other one's a sheep. Its wool is going to burn.
You send out Legend of Paris, and immediately the Paris just like goes straight for somebody's eyes. It like it,
why?
Like
violent.
Wulu goes towards the line, and Paris just bolts past the line and starts like climbing up someone's leg.
Great, we need to really work on this, Paris. This is like the third time you've done this.
That's the third time.
It hisses at you, goes... And as it's hissing, little foam bubbles start to pop up in its mandibles. Paxton, are you sending out any Pokemon?
I'm trying to figure out who, because I kind of forgot who my, like, six for the day was.
Besties, do y'all not put your active Pokemon in the active Pokemon slot of your character sheet?
I do.
And there's always the default Issa, who's always there.
Okay, I have everyone except for Marz's on here. I think you didn't. Oh, right. When when I was asking what everyone's Pokemon in their team were and what their disguises were, you were passed out.
Wait, the Pokemon got disguises too?
No,
we got disguises.
You got disguises.
Oh, I wanted the Pokemon outfits.
So, I didn't know what Pokemon you had in your party, so whatever Pokemon you would have brought for a stealth mission was inevitably going to be botched, is what you have. So, Issa, your Raichu, I'm pretty sure is obvious. But any other Pokemon that you have available and wish to use, you're welcome to.
Okay. Oh, why not? Well, we'll have Sadie. We'll bring back Sadie.
Your little druidic Houndoom comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And is it just Sadie? Or are you sending...
I'm thinking... What if I also had my Hone Edge Axel?
Alright, are you holding it, or...?
I just, like, brandished the sword.
I was gonna say, if you send it out and nobody else is holding it, I think George would.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going up and holding it, what, do you go up to the line where all of the Pokemon are?
Yeah, I am in the action. I will stab someone.
Alright, the 12 guys all send out Pawniard. All of them.
They just all have Pawniard. Oh, Wooloo about to eat, oh my god.
Dodo about to eat, bro.
Hey, Barn, can you use Mach Punch a whole lot? Thanks, fam.
Flame Burst and my Fire-type Spirit Shackle.
Right. We are eating coconut.
Since
my Zangoose has revenge.
Since they're all using Pawniard, why don't you guys just roll just a single attack?
Can I roll one for each of my Pokemon?
Yeah, a single attack for all each right. of your Pokemon.
Okay, so this is revenge. It's just gonna be like the standard damage, right? Like they're not gonna be able to hit me first.
No, they're all like, these are low level grunts. They're engine workers.
Cool. So 51 physical fighting type damage.
All right.
And 39 physical fire damage.
Okay. How about everyone else?
Hmm.
Alright, let me scroll through my sheet to get the Captain Cuddles.
Alright, Bond got a 14 on the roll for attack and did 34 fighting damage with Mach Punch.
And a 9, 11 on hit evasion for double kick. doing a total of 44 physical fighting damage. From Captain Cuddles. And then Paris.
I think Paris is more attacking the trainers.
Then Paris is rolling the 17 and is doing 47 physical bug damage of Leech Life on some dude. Some dude's getting involved.
So what about Axon's Pokemon?
Let's see. Well, with Axel, we just got, like, I think a 13. And then for damage, we got 34.
Okay.
Oh, wait, why did I roll accuracy on Aerial Ace?
Just in case it crits.
Okay. And then with Issa... I'll go ahead, throw out an Electro Ball. It's an 11 with a damage of 37.
Okay.
And then with Sadie, I'll go ahead and throw a bite in there.
Alright. Is Sadie biting any of the Pawniard or going for the trainers?
I think Sadie's not used to biting people, so they'll just go for like another Pokemon.
Alright.
That's an 11 with a damage of 28.
Okay, so like in this whole cacophony of what's going on, I'm just gonna roll a couple of d6 Rora, go on ahead and roll like 3d6, and we'll say that's your stealth.
Alright. So that's 1, 6, right, and 2?
So that's a 9. Yeah, so, like, while George the Zangoose just runs up and just punts one of the Poniard straight out of the blimp, like, punctures a hole in the wall.
That might be a problem.
Dodo...
George, you can take it down a notch.
Take it down now, it's around to kill.
Uses the fiery spirit shackle and basically like uses that, like the shackle part of it, to connect to two of the poniard and just whips them into the furnace.
Oh no, I literally said don't kill, bro!
Oh my god.
Your Pokemon are bloodthirsty.
As he was screaming that, Dodo just like puts a couple of feathers into her ears. Like, la la la, can't hear you.
We have to have a long talk about this.
Just as he's slowly like gator walking towards the line, just pulls down the sunglasses a little bit. You see them glint in the firelight, and kind of like fucking Goku instant transmissions in front of one of the Poniard, punches it in its steely gut, sends it flying into a group of the trainers that Paris is just sucking life out of.
Please knock Paris off of them.
It doesn't don't eat. Paris is eating. And Lulu runs up and just like basically like stomps onto one of the Poniard's feet, and then as it's like hopping on one of its on its other foot clutching its leg, Lulu whips around and just like donkey kicks it, making a second hole in the ship.
Oh my god.
And I think the only Pokemon that are actually showing restraint in this are Paxons.
Please, Bond didn't punch him off the damn ship.
Just punched a child made of knives into a bunch of people.
Yeah, just what you do.
People definitely have wounds.
Issa is... Well, yeah,
28 stab wounds!
Yeah, that's...
28 stab wounds!
That's how Legend the Paris is leeching life from them. From the open wounds.
Oh no!
We're
monsters!
Rora is watching all of this in horror.
I think we're also horrified, okay? We didn't tell them to do this!
Would you like us to fight, not kill?
This is actually showing restraint. Like, man, these guys are... They've been itching to fight.
Brutal.
And Issa's just like...
I'm going to go to Paris and try to pull them off.
Alright, while you run towards the Paris, it hisses at you and tries to spit acid in your eyes, but... Issa...
What's it say? What's the bastard say? What's he saying?
It's literally hissing.
Oh god, he is fucking feral. Bitch has rabies.
Plant crab parasite. But Issa, like, sends out this little, ball of electricity, whips it from its tail into one of the, poniard, which takes it down instantly because it's a slow level 5 poniard. Like, all of these poniard are, like, level 5. So you're sending out heavy hitters. You've straight up killed all of these Pokemon.
Okay, well, how could we have known that our Pokemon were gonna kill?
I'm actively coming at them with a sword. How am I the least threatening?
Yeah, the Hone Edge is, like, its digital eye just looks at you, blinks for a second, and it turns itself into a Nerf sword.
Thank you.
I don't understand how we're the bad guys here.
And Sadie's just, like, gnawing on another poniard, but the rest of the poniard are, like, either knocked out or straight up gone off the ship.
They're traumatized. They're like, I'm gone.
The engine workers...
They're either dead or in therapy.
that aren't currently dying from parasitic infections. They're just like, oh, okay, you win.
I imagine they're saying this. We all look in abject horror.
You win. Yeah. Okay, just like out. Take what you want. We're just gonna go sit here and tie ourselves up.
Wait. Before Buddy saying that, I'm going to grab Dwayne and have Dwayne to wait, where's Dwayne's stat block? I'm going to have them use Wish on them all.
Oh yeah, I'm recalling Paris, by the way.
Yeah, I'm gonna recall both of my Pokemon as well.
Yeah.
I'll leave Captain Cuddles out, but I am recalling Legend. Needs to learn to behave themselves.
By the way, Captain Cuddles the Wooloo, roll a d20.
Look.
We're doing a wool check.
Oh my god.
We're
wool check.
We're doing a ripeness check.
A 19.
It's almost like he didn't get unintentionally sheared at the last gym. This just back up
to
basically being a big wad of wool with little nubs of feet at the bottom. You can't really tell where its head is again.
I need to do a scientific study on you.
But Rora, while all of this absolutely, like, brutal fighting is going on, you're able to just walk up and grab your Pokeballs. Do you just, like, leave?
Yep. Yes.
I think Fran and Clem go with you.
Like, she doesn't, like, walk out, she just kind of, like, backs out in, like, terror.
No.
Yeah, Fran and Clem go like,
my Pokemon did this.
Yeah, I don't know. We're just gonna go meet up with Leslie.
Who is really the bad guy?
It seems like you have a lot of pent up aggression to get out, or at least your Pokemon do. So,
Boardhouse, a good excuse, I think.
Speaking of, Bond's longer now.
Yay!
Longer.
This means I've caught the bastard out.
He's like looking out the hole in the ship, and his head sticks out of the hole, and he's just looking for any of the poniard. Doesn't see any. And as he comes out, his snout is longer, and you can see his fangs are serrated a bit.
Like Bonji's fine. And, but, oh.
His legs and, like, gut aren't nearly as, like, chunky as they were when he was a croconaut. This looks more like a literally feral alligator that's completely black with the woodland camo on its stomach. And it's a little beefy, but it's like lean muscle as it quadrupedally walks towards you and then just gets up on its hind legs, pushes its sunglasses up, and it's just like,
Bon, you're big now.
No, you just got small.
No, you got fucking big. I was always small.
You gotta work out more, bro. Gotta get some gains.
I tear off my sleeve. Bitch, you wanna go?
I'll fight you right here. And,
Is he joking? Is he joking or being serious?
Roll intuition.
Oh god, is he gone feral? Has my baby boy gone feral? Oh god. Intuition.
That's going to be a 16.
He's basically just, like, growing up to you. Like,
He's like, watching
a bro. He's just being a dude, bro.
Oh, okay.
He's a backwards cap. He's a backwards cap and a can of Monster away from punching a hole in the wall.
No.
I don't got my shade, though. Boy.
Bro, you want to go? He rips off the shirt that he put on.
Where'd you get that shirt?
Took it from him.
Why'd you take that shirt from the guy?
Yeah, it's been a while since Swampy ripped one of his shirts.
I mean, he's not using it, he's just laying there.
I take off the sleeves now.
Yeah, bro, that looks kind of weird. You're wearing a sleeveless lab coat.
Yeah, well, you're another one. No, we're both born genetic uniqueness. Never mind.
No, I'm just built different.
I mean, so am I. I can talk to you.
Yeah,
And also this.
Yeah, Rora, you're long gone. After you hear this feraligator and this old man talking like a feraligator, right back at it. They're just basically both going, rah, 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 rah.
How can we explain this to Jovi, like my guy?
Rah. They're basically just a bunch of, a couple of Marines talking to each other. Rah.
Okay.
Bruh.
How are we going to explain this to Jovi when we see him? Actually, wait a minute. I'm going to peek out of the hole and see if I see Jovi.
Full perception.
Bad boy! Who are you? Your brother misses you. Not 12, baby. Let's see what we got.
You see him very far down.
Oh, okay.
He's flapping his wings very hard. Looks like he's carrying something heavy.
Can I use... Oh, I don't want to use the Pokeball then.
Are you sure?
I'm sure. I do not want him to drop whatever he's carrying on the ground.
Okay, good. But yeah, he's not being attacked or anything. He's just taking a while because he's carrying something heavy. And as you're looking,
okay,
you do notice that your watch screen lights up.
What's up, Ronald?
Huh? Oh, no, it... Your like my... watch screen just lights up and it says... it's the little Mega Evolution symbol and it's saying...
Oh.
Do you intend to use this?
That could help. Sure, why not? And I kind of tap my watch. as if saying yes. Doing Ben 10 style.
Athletics.
Oh god, am I going to break my wrist by stabbing my wrist too hard? That's going to be a 9.
You don't break the watch. Good. You poke at the screen, and you can see a glow coming from down there. And the glow starts to rise up very quickly as this large albatross looking thing comes up with glint in his talons.
An Albert, oh my god, he's perfect.
He doesn't have Surge. He has Glint, the champion that you left to go fight Charles.
Oh no, give me a cannon here. I kind of wave towards Jovi.
Jovi kind of like tries to shove his body in. And the hole's too small.
We need to make a bigger hole. Bond, can you make the hole a little bigger?
Pulls the metal a little bit and it curls in on itself, and Jovi dives in. Jovi is... His beak is about the same size as it normally is, but it's got metal rivets all along it now. His body is longer.
Ooh!
He looks kind of more like a combination of a Swanna and a Crawdon, but with a steel beak. And
he
plops Glint down very carefully and looks at you and says, yeah, this guy needs medical attention.
Oh, shit. Guys, we have a doctor.
I feel like you're like the closest thing we have to a doctor.
So yeah,
the whole army thing.
Yeah, I was a scout.
Yeah, but like you have to have like dealt with some injuries in the war, bro. It's not unreasonable that you'd have a little bit of medical knowledge. Then again, I think I have a little bit of medical knowledge. So
yeah, we had an Arden in our squad with us for that.
Somebody roll medical education. It's not a high DC.
I think you would pick something up. I'm on it.
I'll roll medical education with my 2d6.
You all can.
13.
I'll roll medical.
I think I have the highest medical education, so.
I got a 4.
I got a 6.
Alright,
I got a 5.
Katri.
4, 5,
and 13.
You're the only one that notices that Glint is missing an arm.
Y'all! Okay, I'd like to go around and be like, okay, so everyone tell me what you notice.
He looks very bruised. We should probably get some...
Okay.
Some bandages.
Okay, good observation, wannabe. Polly?
I see, like, a little scratch, like, right under his eye. You know, we should probably get him a bandage.
Okay, alright, Paxson?
Did he get new shoes?
Okay, that has nothing to do with medicine at all. I would like to point out to the fact that he's missing a fucking arm.
And a leg.
I squint my eyes very tightly.
So fucking stupid.
Oh!
He's missing his left arm. That's not a leg.
Oh, and he's missing a leg. I didn't even notice the leg.
Oh, did you get new shoes? No, you're missing a leg.
I don't know if you've ever gotten a new shoe.
He is also missing a leg.
You did, in fact, get a new shoe.
Remind me to never go to any of you guys if I ever have a medical emergency of any kind.
Okay. Okay.
Fair enough.
Very fair, actually. It's on us.
Bro is missing
another
two
thing
limbs.
You notice is there's no blood.
Oh. Okay, that's really odd. Can I inspect?
Oh god,
these
bring down.
Can I like check? Is it like an open wound type thing? Like, can I like see where his arm and leg were separated, or is there like part of his shirt and pants like covering that, or like what's the situation there? Like, because if not, I want to occult education. Oh shit! I was just gonna be like, I want to inspect the wounds. But yeah, you got it. This one is just
okay.
A 10.
You notice that, like, as you move his sleeve, his limp sleeve that is still attached to the shirt, as you move it and, like, you unbutton his shirt a bit, you notice that there's, like, this blue staticky looking electricity coming from his shoulder where his arm should be. And it looks kind of like you see like this weird digital looking energy coming from it. And then as you're looking at it, it stops. It stops and you start to hear this like TV static crackle in your ears, and then in a blink of an eye, it's all gone.
Okay.
Like the arm's still missing, but the energy's gone. The leg's missing, but the energy's gone, and you don't hear that TV static.
Can I cast something to like see if there's like any like spiritual like spooky ghost type energy like residually on the body, or is that what I just did?
That's what you just did.
Okay.
But there's no exit wounds.
Alright, there was something fishy going
on. There's no exit wounds. It looks like, apart from the weird glitchy looking substance that was coming from his shoulder and his, well, I don't think he checked his leg, but you can assume that it came from the hip. It's completely taken off from the joint down. His entire arm and his entire leg are missing. And it looks like they basically were never there to begin with.
Fuck. Okay.
What is it?
I'm just gonna like relay like the information that I've learned to everybody else.
Alright.
I don't really know what's going on fully, but some weird spirit occult-esque shit definitely had to do with the whole losing his arm and leg.
Well, I might have an idea where that. He was finding Getches. Getches used to be Mr. Crime. Maybe he didn't. When he was Mr. Crime, he kept the pixel thing that he had.
Pixel thing? What? What pixel thing?
Remember, it was something that when he was Mr. Crime, he had this element. Basically, he was no Pokemon type. It was like this. Remember our twins, wink, wink, were mentioning that.
Why do you say twins, wink, wink? We're the only people here.
Eileen was. Oh, I thought all the others were here.
No, it's just they us. Left after the violent battle.
Oh.
We did. Them.
They're like looking for the elevator.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. That seemed more like technology based than occult based.
No.
Outside of like the, you know, the whole like being Mr. Crime thing.
Yeah. I think my best guess, maybe he kept the pixel element that whatever they called it.
My first instinct was like a Rotom, but I can't imagine how a Rotom would do like this kind of damage.
I don't think you have Albert on your party, do you, Wannabe? He just lives near your watch.
No.
Yeah. The Rotom face pops up on the watch and says, "Hey, I don't like what you're saying here."
Oh, I'm not saying that, like, a Rotom definitively did it, but I'm saying if we look at, like, a cult shit, and it was, like, a weird, like, electricity, like, techie thing, like, or at least that's kind of, like, the energy I got, that lines up with potentially a Rotom, okay? I'm just spitballing here.
Hold on. The Rotom face pops out of the watch. And it shows like an actual Rotom and just hovers over Glint's body, and it starts like doing a weird mechanical type hum, kind of like a refrigerator running or a fan running or something like that, just like a weird background noise type thing. And
Hey, is your refrigerator running?
Yeah,
I don't have a refrigerator.
But it, as it's doing that, it looks like it's analyzing and says, no residual Pokemon energy detected. A move was used on, but not one I've seen. Not one registered in the database.
Okay. Interesting.
Also, it's hot in here. We should probably leave.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, we should move.
Who's picking up our unconscious champion?
Wannabe's the strong one.
Yeah, I'm the big bulky boy. Is it getting any lighter now?
Wannabe is still the strong one.
That's fucked up.
It is.
That's fucked up.
But it's also true.
But it's true.
You all leave the very hot room. Do you do anything to like turn off the engine or anything while you're in there to keep it from like overheating?
Yeah, I'd say we do that so all we right. don't blow up the that fucking plane.
I have a Paris.
I have an Azumarill that is electric type.
I point to my Pokemon.
Just like kind of looks around and goes, "Oh, right," and just kind of like does a really gross gargle, and then spits out basically like a blast of water. At the engine, and it starts to cool down a little bit, like when something that's really really hot gets hit by something that's really really cold. You see that big steam, and it starts to like brown instead of orange in coloration. You know? No? Okay. But yeah, it gets colder, or it cools down a little bit, and then he does it a couple more times, and the engine just shuts completely down. The electricity is still on in the ship. It looks like they're just using the engine to keep it flying, which they didn't need to be doing since it was docked anyway. But you all leave, I assume. Rora, you're
yeah.
a good distance down the hall when you hear them starting to leave the engine room. Fran and Clem just say, I hope they didn't actually like full on kill all of those people.
Are they normally like that?
No, they're not. They've... Something happened, I guess. I mean, Katri looks way different. Paxson's wearing, he's got like a weird mask on. But he was.
I got like a mask and robo arms.
I don't know. Something must have happened to them recently. I don't really get it. But.
Robo!
Was. Very scary. I don't think I liked that.
We didn't like it either. We didn't like it either.
Yeah, there's a reason I haven't challenged them to a Pokemon battle. Like, their Pokemon are strong in the sense that they don't know their own strength.
I feel like that does not bode well for me, given I'm a gym leader.
Do you have to fight them to give them the badge?
Quite honestly, I'm not sure I would feel alright with my Pokemon going up against them the way they acted in there. And they did help save me from here. Which is a feat in and of itself. So perhaps I can bend the rules a little bit?
Speaking of badges, I hope you're okay with trying to take on me and my friends once this is all over. No hard feelings, right? We didn't exactly volunteer for this position.
No hard feelings. I'm sure I would have done the same if I were in your position.
Well, we're at the stairs. They're almost caught up to us. Why are they running? Hey guys, why are you running? Wait, who's that on your show? You didn't kill a guy, did you?
No!
Oh. You killed someone?
No! This is the champion, my Pokemon caught him.
The bird brought the body up here.
He's not dead, right? Is he?
God, I hope not.
I mean...
With your... Katri, when you went through and examined...
I checked.
He is alive. His breathing is...
It would be funny
stable.
If he did.
Oh, he's alive. Okay.
He's
alive.
He looks like he just kind of passed out from shock. Also, from a cursory glance, he has all of his Pokemon on him. So they didn't take that from him.
I would recognize this dude, right? Or not?
He kind of kept himself hidden up until recently. He's been going around the region trying to catch a specific team. The only thing that you really knew about this champion was every time there was the league championship tournament going on, he always had a different team, and it always had a very odd theme. And from what you've heard this time around, the theme is he's only using shiny Pokemon.
Okay, no need of Mex.
You say that out loud?
No.
Okay. So I was gonna say he doesn't respond. He snores quietly on your shoulder. Fran and Clem just say, okay, well, think we can get out now. We got what we came here for. Let's just get Leslie and leave. Unless... Did you want to stay in here?
What? Jovi. Did you see Ketchus? Or Charles, Jovi, whatever?
Jovi looks at you and says, I saw this guy fall from very high up as I was diving down to get the other guy. That guy fell in water. He's probably fine. I fall in water all the time. But...
I grimace.
But and I only saw this guy falling, and last I saw it, he was bipedal, and now he's not.
Yeah, that's the champion, Jovi.
Oh. Are we gonna fight him?
I thought we were, but to get maybe if we beat him before, but then let's go back. So, Jovi does not know where Gexus went to, so he could be here or be attacking the other gym leaders at the bottom floor now.
As you're going up the stairs, you hear like the crackling of an intercom, and you hear. Attention to the rats aboard the ship. Or ratatas, rather. I'm sure you've found out that your last line of defense, failed. Really cost him an arm and a leg to stand up to me.
Too soon, man.
Too soon, dick.
I'm sure what you're saying now is too soon, man.
You know, he does have Charles's brain. There might be something left in that.
But I just wanted to let you know. I have his limbs. They're here with me if you want to get them back. I don't know how much you should be. But I also have your little friend up here, too.
Randy walking down to a trap.
I mean, hasn't this mostly been, like, this, like, getting onto the fucking airship and everything? Like, we've been walking into traps for a while now.
Yeah, but... This is Ketchus.
The passion of ours.
And what else are we supposed to do?
I'm sure this is long enough for you to have had your little side conversation. So,
okay.
Why don't we let your little friend say what's up? And you hear a voice go,
"What's up?"
I like this voice.
Hey, it's your friend. I'm here. Come get me. Do it.
Is this the fucking Rattata kid?
Roll intuition.
I'm rolling.
Is this the fucking Rattata kid? Oh my god.
Of all people.
I got an 8 out of 2d6.
I got a 13 out of 46.
I got a 3 out of a 1d6.
I got a 10 out of 2d6.
Alright, so Polly and Wannabe are the only two people who can tell that this is just Charles doing a very, very obnoxious falsetto. Paxton, you think it's the Rattata kid. Katri, you think it's Leslie.
I see.
How did the kid get all the way up here?
You know, probably, I thought he'd be smarter, but I guess not.
Come get your friend. It's not like you can leave anyway. The door's been sealed.
I slowly look back at the big hole in the wall.
You're in a stairwell.
Well, I can go back down.
You'd be walking a while. It would be very slowly. I mean, it's not like you can't make another hole in it.
True.
But you hear the little intercom click.
So,
laughing. Actually, no, you hear... Okay, now how do I turn this off? Yeah. Oh, this button right here? The one that I've been holding on?
Man, what happened, I guess, over all these years?
I guess being in Mr. Mime, he got a little crazy. But yeah, let's not go up there. It's
literally, what else are we supposed to do?
Okay.
We look for Dusty and then get out of here.
What if we split up?
And look for clues?
This is a notoriously bad strategy, but...
Our whole plan of, like, doing this was to, like, put a stop to all this. Right? Like, was, yeah. Like, so... Are we just going to finally stop?
No, trust me.
So what is your plan? Share it! Here?
Yes. Oh, yeah, have a little suspense in the here.
Alright.
Suspense. Sure.
It's been like 2 hours.
My master plan is at work.
I kind of like the idea of just ending with, I have a plan.
I have a plan. We're going to blow this place up.
Yeah, cut to the music. Get the outro in here.
And that's what we're going to call it. Thanks everyone for listening. Special thanks.
And the bloopers are just us talking about the outro.
Thanks to Maris and Steph, Argo, and Tyrus for being the regular players. Thanks a lot to Justin for being our guest player. I'll let you know when we're doing another session because we're gonna need you for the next one too.
Like 2 weeks.
Yeah. I just realized that Rora knows none of your characters' names. She woke up, got rescued by you guys, watch you guys kill people.
We did not mean to.
I literally said out loud to my Pokemon, "Don't fucking kill anyone."
I may have.
And they still did.
I may have.
She's very scared of you guys.
La 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 la! I don't hear you. I'm going to burn these two small children, made of metal. They're not actually children. For the listeners.
I'm just whacking people.
I'm taking those glasses away from Bond. They're a bad influence.
I'm just whacking children with a foam sword.
Alright, okay, I'm dipping. I got some. I'm hungry.
So, yeah.
Thank you for hosting.
Before we end this, I do want to ask Justin, do you have anything that you want to promote? Say where people can find you if they're interested in whatever else you wind up doing, like Twitter, Twitch, anything like that. I'll put it in the notes if I remember.
So if people want to follow me, they can find me on Twitter at ChickenCowCow. I have been meaning to post more art there. I think I'll do it soon. But for now, that's the only place I'm at, really.
We love posting art.
Yeah.
Alright. And now that's like here, I can say, for legal reasons, we're not affiliated with Game Freak, Nintendo, or the Pokemon Company. However,
Actually, my second cousin is the CEO of Nintendo.
actually,
you have the sponsor. Raid Shadow.
Oh god, you didn't kill another guy, did you?
What?
Did I just...
Oh, goodbye,
why
god.
Are they running and then he disappeared?
Ugh. In that moment, God had left us.
What? Why are you running? That's what.
Why are you running?
It's like the end of the
why
session.
Are you running?
I
never forget.
Where did I cut off?
Hi. Why are they running?
Why are they running? And then you left.
That was a good one.
Yeah. So Clem's just like, okay, why are they running? Wait, hey,